Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I love anti-aging, and today I want to talk about the top 5 things that you're not doing that you need to be doing for anti-aging. In the quest for all this youthful, radiant skin and beauty, it's so important to be on top of cutting-edge treatments. So let's talk about different kind of therapies that have emerged to combat the signs of aging that are trending and starting to trend. I'm always looking to catch a new trend and teach you guys about it. So from lymphatic massage, that helps with detoxification and reducing inflammation, to LED light therapy that stimulates collagen and a feeling of well-being. And finally, from PRP treatments, platelet-rich plasma treatments with microneedling, all of these things will enhance skin texture and elasticity, and these are very innovative treatments, easy to do, something all of us should be doing to turn back time and improve the anti-aging clock. And it's not enough to just put products on your skin. We all have a little skin influencer fatigue, too many skincare items out there, too many skincare videos out there. Well, I want to bring some science into this. So I want to talk about things you can do that actually move the needle for anti-aging. So number one thing that I've been loving lately, lymphatic massage. And if you're a patient who has had any kind of filler in your face, you know that fillers can reduce lymphatic flow. The lymph tissue, the lymph fluid, is a clear translucent fluid that flows in lymphatic vessels all throughout your circulatory system, and it helps drain excessive extracellular fluid out of the soft tissues of the skin and back into the circulatory system. And lymph is full of lymph cells, lymphatic cells, which are immune cells, which help the skin tremendously. And lymphatic drainage procedures that we do every day, I personally do them every day. I do a lymphatic massage all the time when I'm putting on my skincare. These things boost circulation. They push stagnant extracellular fluid back into the lymphatic circulation. They help you relieve swelling or puffiness. So if you've had hyaluronic gel filler, you may have sluggish lymphatic drainage, and all of us need some lymphatic stimulation. Mostly the lymph system drains with gravitational push from, you know, gravity. It also drains from muscular compression. So for example, if you get Botox around your eyes and you're very heavily Botoxed, your muscles can't crinkle as well around the eyes, and you can get a little bit of eyelid puffiness. So the muscles are very important for lymphatic massage. The temperature of the skin, warm circulating skin, super important. And actual physical manual compression, very, very important. A massage or a facial is so beneficial because it increases movement in your face to decrease that fluid that pools. So I love lymphatic massage. You can use a gua sha, you can use a jade roller. There was a really cool device that they sent me, this company sent me, that's awesome for lymphatic massage. I am a fan of just using my fingertips. It's needle free. You follow the contours of your bony cheekbone, jawline, and chin, and you just can't go wrong with doing a circulatory lymphatic massage for the face. Remember, when you're doing your lymphatic massage, you want to use light rhythmic strokes, upstrokes, stroke towards the lymph nodes in the area. If you're not sure, you can look up an anatomy map. And generally, these are going to be submental and submandibular, below the border of the jawline, and preauricular in front of the ear. So you're stroking the face in those directions. An upward lymphatic stroke is important as well for the neck. This is so good. It reduces stress, improves lymphatic drainage, it slims the face, it helps you look more contoured. If you've been having salt, alcohol, or those things that make you swell, this is going to be so helpful to you. And what's next? LED light therapy. So LED is light emitting diode therapy. And this is a treatment that can use many different wavelengths of light. We've seen LED with red light, blue light, green light, Red light is so good for general wellness, longevity, anti-aging, and turning on mitochondrial energy sources of the cell. The blue light, excellent for acne treatment. Green light, great for anti-inflammatory treatment. LED therapy is not like lasers. It cannot burn you. It does not penetrate the skin like a chemical peel or a dermabrasion, and it's safe for all skin colors and skin types. If you're someone who's had recent procedures done on your skin, lasering or Accutane, or you're getting severe rashes or acne, LED may not be right for you, so check that with your doctor. So red light therapy can significantly improve skin health by reducing fine lines and wrinkles. Sometimes we use pure red light or infrared light, and it treats the outer layers of the epidermis and the skin. When your skin absorbs it, it's going to stimulate collagen production. It's going to reduce inflammation. It's going to give you a healthier glow. You may have seen various different red lights out there. I don't recommend buying a cheapy one on Amazon because the wavelength of the red light is very important. We are also going to be careful because I've seen the cheap red lights cause even problems with vision and the cornea. You need to protect yourself and use quality devices. The most common red light wavelength that you should look for is around 630 to 700 nanometers of light. Most common about 660 is what you're going to find, and this wavelength is effective to penetrate into the skin and tissues, increasing that blood flow. This is on the visible end of the spectrum. You can actually see the red light, of course. And when you're bathed in red light, you're going to feel this sense of wellness. It's very therapeutic. It actually improves mood, and you must pick the right red light device. I've been a big fan of BioLite. They do really excellent red light therapy. Also, Saluma is quite good. Maybe you've seen that at a meeting. But photobiomodulation devices are one of the next generation things that are so easy for you to do. You can treat many different areas, not just the skin. You can treat joints, whether you have joint inflammation, muscle soreness. The natural alternative is, of course, to sit out in the sun. But you're going to want to go out in the sun at the times when the red light is optimal, which is sunrise and sunset, when you get that pink glow, the sunset glow. And this is such a simple and effective thing to do. It definitely increases your sense of wellness. So there's near-infrared LED light therapy, or there's infrared LED light therapy. There's so many different modalities of it. I want you guys to do a little research and choose the one that's best for you. Remember, look at wavelength, look at the power output, look at the size of the device, see if it's convenient. Are you going to have to hold it the entire time, or does it have a nice proper stand? And look at the brand reputation and manufacturer before you purchase these devices. They can run anywhere from $300 all the way up to like $2,000-$3,000, especially if you do like a whole bed light therapy situation. With blue light therapy, this targets the sebaceous oil glands of the skin. It can make them less active to produce less oily residues and can be such a good treatment for acne. I am a huge fan of blue light therapy for acne, and patients who undergo blue light treatments can have noticeable improvement of their acne. Typically, when you're doing blue light treatments, you're going to sit in front of a blue light lamp for about 15 minutes, maybe two sessions per week, generally like a four-week period. Blue light kills the acne-causing bacteria known as Propionibacterium acnes, or P. acnes, which causes inflammation and junks up the sebaceous glands with the bacteria that then cause cystic type of acne. Cysts, nodules, and bacteria levels can improve dramatically. LED blue light can also improve healing as far as third degree skin burns, and is so useful for improving inflammatory side effects of acne. It can decrease your scarring because you're going to have less breakouts. I've seen blue light over-the-counter masks like Neutrogena made one at one point, and they definitely can be used at home. You're going to do better with the treatments that you see with your dermatologist. And in general, you have to be careful to not use a blue light that's going to damage or irritate the cornea as well. Remember that over 90% of participants, when they're using the blue light, 90% have improvement in skin appearance, clarity, tone, texture, and smoothness, and very minimal in terms of side effects. There are a couple other ones, like there's one called Artemis, made in Korea, the beauty capital of the world, and there's another one called Avena. This is a physician-made brand. There's another one called Cleopatra. There's so many different devices out there. Probably Dr. Dennis Gross makes one of the ones that's most widely sold, and he's a dermatologist. So just kind of do your homework when you're getting these devices and don't spend a ton of money. I personally would not spend more than $200 to $300 on one of these devices. If you're talking about professional grade devices, that is where you're going to see the best results. You're going to see that in the physician's office or the dermatology office, and definitely those devices cost more in the $1,000 to $4,000 range. Now, microneedling with PRP is another thing that you're going to want to bring into your skincare regimen. I no longer want to get just a regular facial. If I'm going to take the downtime, get my face fully cleansed, massaged, and worked on, I want some collagen stimulation. And we are doing microneedling either with a device that's a stamping type of a needle piercing of the skin, 550 stainless steel medical grade sterile needles that penetrate the surface of the skin anywhere from 1 to 3 millimeters deep. And these create micro perforations in the skin. These little micro injuries then are going to trigger a healing burst and a healing reflex within your skin. And what makes skin heal? Collagen. So collagen is going to get produced. Through these micro perforations, we are going to infuse all kinds of amazing products. In our office, I do a rosé facial where we use high-dose vitamin B12, stem cell growth factors, platelet-rich plasma, micro droplets of Botox, and hyaluronic gel filler, and that gets infused all over the skin, creating the most amazing glow. You might have heard of SkinVive or Skin Boosters. This is even better than that because this has actual Botox in it. It has actual filler, hyaluronic gel filler, that penetrates down into that predermal dermal tissue. And the high-dose vitamin C, the stem cell growth factors of your own platelet-rich plasma, these things really make you glow. Some patients don't want to have their own blood drawn, in which case I use my own stem cell growth factor serum. And this product is truly amazing. This is derived from growth factors from human fibroblasts and dermal fat cells. This is one of the ways that we're going to teach our skin to behave more youthfully by bathing it in growth factors that surround young growing stem cells. And that, as a moisturizer applied to the face every day, I use this product every day, but also especially when microneedled, can really trigger much more youthful behavior in the cells. What we don't want to see is senescence, that process where skin cells slowly start to die off, and zombie cells, where cells stop learning how to repair themselves, their DNA is deficient, it's not working properly, and they're turning into these monstrous, cells that no longer process proteins and behave normally and create smooth skin structure and foundation. So zombie cells, they've got to go. The way to get rid of them is to create regenerative treatments like all the things we talked about, lymphatic massage, LED therapy, microneedling, platelet-rich plasma. These things stimulate the production of new collagen, new elastin. They weed out and help process away these zombie cells. And this is what I want you guys to start bringing into your holistic skincare regimen. Not just topical products that don't penetrate the epidermis. Microneedle those things deep and get some significant results. Use the LED light therapy and turn on the wavelengths of light that activate the mitochondria of the cell to produce more ATP, more energy. More energy for cellular processes means that your DNA doesn't unravel, that your telomeres stay tight and strong, that your cells replicate like they did when they were 20. That's what gives us glowy, fresh baby skin. So guys, that is what we're gonna do. That's our homework going forward this year and this coming year. I hope to teach you so much about biohacking your anti-aging process and turning on cellular functions at this bioregenerative level. It is so exciting, and I feel like I have so much to teach you. I studied molecular biology all through college, in med school. Maybe you didn't know I was an MD PhD candidate in a research lab. Yes, I was. And molecular biology is one of my passions. And I have brought so much of that into my own process of treating patients and into my own skincare line. So I hope you guys will learn with me as we biohack our beauty. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. Love, love, love it. You guys are going to love it too. Love you. Stay beautiful. And let's biohack our beauty together.